Hello, everyone. Welcome back at long last to Vic and Joe's Crazy Combos.
Yay!
Did you miss us? We hope you did.
Yep. I'm just
What's our topic?
Okay, so for today, the topic is favorite cereal and things surrounding cereal.
Breakfast foods or just things?
Just cereal.
Okay.
But I'd like to just make a few shout outs because. You know, first episode got published and I posted it and a few people actually listened to it, including Rayhan, Alex. There was someone else, but I can't remember. I swear one of your mates did it, didn't they, Vic?
People have listened to it. I don't remember who, but I really appreciate
it. Dan listened to it.
Oh, yes. Lovely Dan did.
Well, we're going to... Oh, I need to sneeze.
Oh my God, podcast sneeze.
Sorry. Rayhan suggested to cut the music out, and I agree, so we're not going to have the music in this episode. Okay. But thank you guys for listening. Look forward to this new episode. But yeah, cereal. What do you think about it, mate?
I enjoy cereal, but sometimes I just don't have it in the morning because I just don't... It's just... I feel forced to have it every morning. If I'm forced to have cereal for breakfast, I'm not going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I do have some in the house at the moment, but I've just not eaten cereal for a long time. I've just started eating apples for breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a good
one.
Crazy.
Yeah. What about you? What are your thoughts on cereal, mate?
I don't know. I like them. I'm a big, big cereal man. I love cereal. Mm-hmm. If you come to my house, I've got cereal on top of the fridge. Like
he does.
Full. It's literally full of cereal. And it's not just like one type of cereal. It's like various different ones that I love. So I could break down like my top five, but I just love it. And I, you know, cereal to me, it's less of a breakfast food. It's more of a like, fuck it, I'm having cereal, and it's a nice treat. Like every now and then, like I prefer having cereal in the evening than in the morning.
I agree. I respect people who have cereal in the evening. It's just, you don't care. You don't give a fuck. You'll do what you want. And that's so cool to me.
It's nice. Like, if I'm settling in for bed, maybe a before sleep snack, and I'm just, you know, sat in my bed, crunching along. And, it, you know, I think this actually extends back to my youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I will elaborate. My dad, he always, like, when I was younger, basically imagine you go up the stairs, there's a little landing, and if you go right and then left, there's my parents' room. If you go left and then right, that's my room. So we're like basically back to back. And he loves crunchy nuts. Crunchy nuts, my dad's favorite cereal. He'd go upstairs with his cereal, and he'd just eat it, but he'd slurp it, like, you know, it'd be like a like that kind of thing.
Yeah, cartoonish.
Yeah, and because it's crunchy nut, it's so crunchy. And so, and he slurps so loud, you can hear it from my room. So, you know, I've just got fun memories of me being like, Dad, shut up. But like, not in like a joking way, like, stop it, Dad. And I always thought it was disgusting that he slurped. But as I've grown up, the slurp works. The slurp, you know, you kind of need to so you don't drip. But I think that's where my evening cereal habit came from, just seeing my dad do it. He'd always come upstairs with a bowl of cereal and an orange club bar.
Oh, excellent combination.
Which is fucking amazing, right?
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, I think that's my little, you know, anecdote.
Oh, man, I have no cereal-related stories. I just eat it. I've been through all the cereals. I've got nothing exciting about cereal. I just enjoy it greatly. Mm. I tell you what, though, I wish that cereal cafes were more popular but cheaper because I feel like they're always very overpriced for one bowl of cereal because one bowl equates to one box of cereal from a supermarket.
Yeah, I've never been to one. I don't know. Where they've been, but
they're usually one in Sheffield, but not anymore.
Yeah, I like the idea of it, but it's just like get your own box,
just have your own cereal. Yeah,
I mean, is it that?
I think they have like a board game cafe sort of vibe as well. I think I've seen some where they have board games around, And you can have cereals, you can have, like, drinks and stuff, which sounds quite cool.
It does sound cool, but, like, if you want to eat cereal while you're out and about, there's literal, like, containers that are built for that. Milk in the
boxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Milk in the bottom, you know, dry stuff on the top. It's there.
Very dreamy.
And, I don't know, I just love cereal. I think it's great. Mm.
But what's your favourite cereal?
I was going to say, we'll have to both do our ranking top five, I think.
Ranking? Do we have a list?
No. Just like off memory.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, if you want to go first, top five.
Oh, cereal. Me first? Yeah, in no particular order.
Oh, you know, first is best.
First is best. But there's so many flitting around.
Okay, no particular order. Okay, that's fine.
Maybe I'll order them as I go along.
Okay.
But,
okay.
I really enjoy the chocolate hazelnut Crave.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely. I think Crave is a great cereal to go for. They used to be very popular back in the day because Dan and Phil were sponsored by them. And I remember begging my parents to get us Crave because of that. And I remember they had a funky campaign, like an advertising campaign, but I don't remember what it was.
It was like the big pillow monster, and he'd like come and like eat everyone. He'd like eat up the other cereal competition, and then but I don't know, Crave is great, but the milk is lacking.
What do you mean?
Because, you know, there's two ways to rate, well, when you eat cereal, there's two sections to cereal. You know, you've got the main process of eating the cereal, then you've got the drinking of the milk.
Yep.
And each cereal, you know, the milk can taste completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And that also is a factor when I think about my things. First you've got Crave, the hazelnut Crave.
Yeah. Excellent. Great cereal. My dear partner loves Weetabix.
Okay.
And he always has Weetabix whenever I'm at his house, which is very nice. So I love Weetabix with chocolate.
Mm.
That's bussing. I feel like you have to eat it fast, though. That's the one issue. Or else it'll just be soggy slump in the bowl, which gets a bit icky.
You know, I used to think it was a bit icky, but I quite like it. It turns into a bit of a ready breck kind of mixture.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean. Yeah.
And I don't know. I quite like cereal. Weetabix is good.
Yeah, it reminds me of when I was little, just sat on my grandma's sofa watching TV.
Yeah, my auntie Sue. I despised the way that she ate Weetabix because I think it's completely wrong. The way that she eats it is like gets rid of the whole biscuity. Well, I know it's not a biscuit, but you know, technically it is a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets rid of that whole aspect of it because what she does is she puts hot milk in it.
Oh.
And puts it in the microwave and waits for it to go mushy.
No way.
And then she eats it like that, which I guess, you know, I do like it when it's like at the bottom of the bowl. Not with hot milk. I don't think it'd be nice with hot.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that could be nice. But when I was younger, I thought it was absolutely like despicable.
That's kind of iconic though. I respect that.
Yeah, and she never changed it. She still eats Weetabix like that.
Yeah. Oh, like a warm porridge. That's quite nice.
Yeah. I do like porridge.
Nice.
Would you say porridge is a cereal? No.
No, definitely not. I don't know what porridge is, but it's definitely not a cereal.
No. It goes in a bowl, though.
It does go in a bowl.
Yeah. So what else? Number three.
What else is there? Cocoa Pops. Kind of a basic one.
Yeah.
But I love the crackling. I love the chocolate Cocoa Pops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Very good.
I do like, and to be fair, you know, the people that are complaining be like, yeah, no, it's too basic. Mm-hmm. It's popular for a reason. And that's why I hate it when people like rag on like big bands that are doing well. It's like they're popular for a reason. People enjoy it.
Yeah.
So why would you take that away from them? So
yeah, people enjoy it. Let them.
Enjoy your Cocoa Pops. And also another fact is, like, I love the mascots for some of these cereals as well.
Yeah.
I love the monkey.
Cocoa Pops. He's such a cheeky chappy.
Can you remember the adverts where it was the monkey and he was always trying to, like, Oh, no, there was like an alligator and he was always trying to get the Cocoa Pop monkey.
I think, yeah.
And that was like a story, like that was a story for Cocoa Pops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I can't remember what that alligator was called.
Yeah, me neither, actually. I'll tell you what, a good Cocoa Pop spin-off is the little chocolate bars they do with like the white chocolate.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Those are good. Very good snack for when you want cereal on the go.
They were great for like school trips.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. So good.
Yeah. If you whip one of them out of your lunchbox, you know, you were a king.
Oh, yeah. For real. For real. Yeah.
And I didn't really have them often just because my mum was more of a, what are they called? What are they called? They're like, what are they called? They're like oval biscuits and they come in a 3-pack and they're usually in like a foily kind of packet. I'm going to try and find it. But
sure.
Carry on and then I'll get back to you with that.
Okay. Second on my list is... I kind of like Golden Nuggets.
Okay.
They're kind of funky. I don't really know what the flavor is, to be honest.
No, I can't judge this one because I've never had them.
Just pure, like, it's just kind of pure sugar. It's just very sweet. But it's nice. It's got like a funky mascot. It's just like this little, it's not a gold digger. That's not the right word to describe, is it?
A little, what are they called?
Is he a cowboy? No, not a cowboy.
No, he's a, what are they called? What's the dude from Toy Story called?
Woody?
No, Stinky Pete. What is he?
Oh, yeah, wait. How would you... Because he's not... It's not a cowboy. It's not a miner.
Let me have a look.
Hold on.
That is so annoying because it's in my head somewhere. I'm going to ask, what is Stinky Pete?
Well, it says here he's an old West miner, but that's not...
Prospector.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, wait, I think I remember learning about this in GCSE history.
Yeah, because some people... Yeah, a prospector, a person who searches for mineral deposits, especially by drilling and excavating.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it's a funky mascot, and he's got a little donkey with him, which is quite cute. But my one issue with Golden Nuggets is that sometimes they're quite hard to bite, even with milk on.
Oh, really?
They become quite solid, yeah.
Dang. Yeah, I feel like there was a phase of... There was a few different eras of cereal. There was the British great cereal that we had for most of our childhood, and then it was probably when I was about, I'd say 12, where the American cereal started to sneak in, like Reese's Puffs and, you know, things like that. And it's just, they're not the same to me. Like, and like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, that was an American thing. They translated well. So, I don't know.
I feel like it's the overly sugary stuff that's poisoning.
That's when you can tell.
British taste palette. Yeah, Lucky Charms. They need to pay for the crimes they've committed.
Because I hate them. I hate Lucky Charms.
They're too sweet.
People pick out the marshmallows and I'm like, they're the worst part because they're so sweet.
Yeah. I do. I kind of like how the marshmallows taste when they've been like in milk. They feel freeze-dried, which is quite nice.
Yeah, I like the way that the milk changes colour.
Yeah, that is fun. But also, it's a bit concerning when it goes, like, bright pink.
Yeah, toxic fucking orange or some shit.
Yeah, horrific. Yeah, I think I've done all my five.
Have you? Oh, so we got, what was it? So you got Crave.
Crave.
Cocoa Pops.
Cocoa Pops. Weetabix. Golden Nuggies.
Golden Nuggets.
I've got one more. Bollocks. This is stressful. I'm looking at a list.
What's there? Called
listchallenges.com/UK cereals. Cookie Crisp is actually quite good.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
I know Nestle's a bit. They've done some. We've discussed this before, haven't we?
Yeah, that's a callback to the original.
Every episode, we're going to circulate to the same thing.
Yeah.
It is Nestle, which if you listen to our previous episode,
you will know us.
You will know
an evil corporation.
Awful company. Horrible, like all companies, but they make a good cereal.
Yeah, this is true.
True. I like how they look like tiny little cookies. I love the little... Is it a wolf or a dog on the cover or the box?
You what?
There's a mascot that they have. I don't know if it's a... Is it a dog?
Let me have a look. Cookie Crisp. Mascot. It looks like a wolf.
A wolf. Okay. Oh, I've just looked it up. He's called Cookie Jarvis.
Cookie Jarvis?
Wait, oh no, that's the first one. He was a wizard who... Wait, this is really interesting. Who magically turned cookie jars into cereal bowls.
My God.
With a wave of his hand and rhyming incantations. But now he's called Chip the Wolf, and he used to be Chip the Dog.
Oh.
Which is quite cool.
Well, I mean, yeah, it evolved reverse, because wolves, I mean, dogs came from wolves, not, you know, the opposite way around, but fair play. Cookie Crisp Man, Jarvis.
Rest in peace, Cookie Jarvis.
Well, apparently Cookie Crisp used to be like a witch looking, like a wizard looking dude with a big bushy white beard.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yeah, that's what, yeah. He's got a funky hat too.
How strange.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, my cereal.
Yes, hit us with it.
You know, I could rank them straight off the gate. You know, I've got at the top, I'd say, you know, I can't get my words out. It's the one that I've spoke about today. Crunchy nut. Yeah.
Nice. Which crunchy version? Nut. Which variety?
Just plain crunchy nut.
Uh huh.
Because it's awesome.
Mhm.
That is the best cereal, and I won't settle for anything less. The milk is top tier. The crunch is the best because it's been coated in the honey stuff, so it doesn't get soggy that quick. It's just the goat cereal, and because of whatever they put on the actual flakes, it makes the milk so good. It's like my favorite milk. It's like 10 out of 10 all boards. The only thing it's missing really is a mascot. I don't think it has one. Let me check. But crunchy nut mascot. It might be like a bumblebee or something like that. I don't think it. The crunch is no. No, they don't.
No, there isn't, which is a shock, because most of them do. I feel like, I don't know, Christmas is not particularly aimed at adults either, so...
No, I mean, it's probably in the same vein as Tony the Tiger, because he... Oh, no, it is a bee.
Oh.
No, is it? I don't think there is. No, sorry. There isn't. But I feel like, because Tony the Tiger's for Frosties.
Mm-hmm.
It's very frosty, like
they have similar vein.
So I feel like Tony could be that kind of guy. Maybe bring him back, but with a different colored like handkerchief.
Oh yeah, like a yellow one or something.
Yeah, orange or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Nice.
But yeah, that'd be my number one, and then second favorite, Wheatos.
Oh, lovely choice.
Which is the chocolate Cheerios there. They're awesome. I mean, if I could rate them all a 10, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one is also a 10 out of 10. Like, the cereal, you know, it's just, I like the cereals that stay crunchy.
Yeah.
And this one does. And it's just very, very yummy. And this is really, really good milk. It's very chocolatey. It's got a different chocolatey milk flavor than Cocoa Puffs.
Oh.
But, It's still just as good. And number three, I would say this is in order. So like top is number one. So one crunchy nut, two Wheatos, and three I'm gonna say Rice Krispies, because I used to have that so much when I was younger. The milk and because it's just a plain Rice Krispies, I used to put like sugar, like sprinkle a bit of sugar on top.
Yeah,
and you know, it was like a sweet kind of milk. Which was good. It wasn't the best milk, but the whole hearing it snap, crackle, and pop was great. Because I could put so much in my bowl and like hide it from my mum that I've ate so much. Because they're like so small, but they're like deceivingly filling.
Yeah.
But they're my number three. And, you know, I don't want to go for another hoop, but Cheerios are also really good. And I don't like the honey Cheerios. I like them just the normal multigrain Cheerios. I think they're nice.
Yeah.
And on this same number four, I'm gonna put the multigrain shapes because they're the exact same thing.
Those are good.
They're just in a different shape.
They're so fun as well.
They are like the rocket, the little rocket, and I like the advert for that one as well. Because it was the kid is like, mine's a rocket, and it like flies up on the screen and stuff. It's great. And number five, I'm puzzled here because I can't think of one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking, like, I don't know. I wouldn't know. Let me have a look at a list, and then I will know.
Use listchallenges.com.
Yeah.
/UK cereal.
Cereals. Right. Oh, fucking hell. I completely forgot about you. Shreddies. Shreddies would be
amazing. Oh, great. I love the advert of the grandma's knitting.
Yeah.
Always absolutely captivated me.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. That is marketing done right, in my opinion.
Shreddies is awesome.
Yeah. So good.
And that is on the list as well because on Instagram, I messaged the Shreddies account.
I think I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, I messaged the Shreddies account. I was like, hey, do the grannies actually knit every single one? And they left me on scene. They didn't even reply. I was like, what?
No.
But the fact that they saw it makes me think that they're hiding something and that they've got like a legion of old ladies knitting every single cereal. Which is crazy, but yeah, that's my list.
Ah, what an excellent list.
I just think they're great, and cereal is like encapsulated quite a lot of my life. I almost died once because of cereal.
What?
Because we got like it was actually the multigrain shapes. I was drinking the milk at the end, and I left a few little pieces of cereal floating at the top. Because I was drinking it, it got lodged in my throat.
Oh, mate.
And so I like, briefly had like a little meltdown. And I had to like cough it out, but that was very scary.
Could have died doing what you loved, mate.
I know.
Gosh.
And I would start a whole new conversation about spoons.
What, cereal spoons?
Yeah, just spoons in general.
That's for another podcast in the future.
But that's for another podcast, and we're going to have to figure out how to do that because that's a very visual. And we'd have to get good at explaining it because I know I've got some great spoons in mind, like cutlery in general. It's great. I know a few. But I think cereal. We've covered all like veins, really.
Bases. One thing I wish cereal still had was little toys inside it.
Yeah, I remember getting lightsabers and stuff.
Yeah, I remember once I got... I think it was a lightsaber spoon inside a cereal box, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, but it is going back some.
Yeah.
Can you remember the audio books that you get in them?
No, I don't remember that at all.
There was... Nah, surely you can. Because it was the same time. It was when, like, CDs were so popular for some reason. Because this was at... McDonald's did this thing with Happy Meals where they had
little music things.
No, they literally had like little CDs that you got in your Happy. Sorry, they were just normal like discs that you could put in your computer and play games online.
Oh no way!
There was like one that was like the Hex Club kind of thing, you know, with the fairies and stuff, and then there was another one for the boys. But around that same time, we got the same thing for cereals, and I remember. There was like audio books with Tony the Tiger reading your stories, which is cool. But no, I think the cereal market right now is great. It's booming, but it's getting blown out of proportion by the American cereals. And I wish we'd just stick to our guns and not encourage the madness, which is very, very, very sugary, not good for you cereal that makes you want to crave it even more.
That's so true. I believe that the American diet really is sort of toxic to our British diets, especially now that Brexit has happened and we're getting more and more imports from America.
That's what I thought. I've seen a massive import of like loads of random little things. And there's so many of those stupid sweet shops that have been opening up everywhere that no one's in.
I truly believe that once a city sees an American sweet shop, it's the downfall for the society that it upholds.
Yeah. Right? It's just strange. It's just strange. I don't like it. And I think they're a cover-up for something as well, because no one's ever in there.
No one is in there. Well, it is a thing that they are often fronts for money laundering businesses, which I do believe in most scenarios. And they're always so overly colourful. And I just don't like the way that American culture has had everything overly saturated for it to be enjoyable. So I don't need all these bright colours to enjoy things. I don't need to feel like I'm on a million drugs at once to have a nice time, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. I know what you mean there. Strange. Strange little world we live in.
It really is.
Strange. Oh, well. Well, I think that was a nice little conversation about cereal.
Yeah. The crazy combos.
Yeah. Shall we keep the episode to 30 minutes? Because I think that's a good time.
30 minutes is lovely, yes.
Nice bite-sized chunk that people can listen to on the way to work or going to bed.
Exactly.
I'm going to sneeze again. that was fun. I'm trying to think, what shall we talk about in the next one? Cutlery.
We could do cutlery. I don't know how we do it without getting people confused or, you know.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. If not, it'll be a surprise idea that will come up
on the spot.
Yeah, but I think that's been a lovely little episode of Vic and Joe's Crazy Combos.
Yeah, perfect kickstart to the rest of it after our little hiatus.
Yeah.
Not just hiatus.
Hopefully episode 3 comes next week.
Yes.
Maybe.
It probably will do, to be fair. I've got nothing on with my life.
No way. Well, I have loads of stuff in my life, actually, so...
I'm joking. All right, mate. All right.
I'm joking. But yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in the next episode of Vic and Joe's Crazy Combos.
Goodbye. Bye.